Yeah, we're 10 seconds out here from the end of normal time, and at this moment, Kilkear have opened up a 17-point lead on a scoreline of 1-7 to 3 points. Of course, back at the start in that first quarter, looked like Masters were going to make a fist of it for a while at least, but they haven't scored since the 15-minute now. Of course, they managed to draw themselves level at 3 points all in that their first quarter before the first water break, but since then, Kilkear have just dominated, even though they probably haven't tagged as much onto the scoreboard as they should have. They led 9-3 at the break, and for the first quarter after halftime, Kilkear only managed to tag on 2 points through a Paddy McBrady free and a Steve McBrady effort on 43 minutes. But then on 48 minutes, Steve McBrady teed up Ryan McHugh, and Ryan McHugh crashed the back of the net. That left it 111 to 3 points. Shortly after then, a 12-point gap was opened up when Steve McBrady converted. Anand McLean racing through the middle, pulled his shot just wide of the foot of Martin Cassidy's post. But Mark Sweeney on 53 minutes in and off the bench made an instant impression as Kilkear jumped to 113. Soon after, Steve McBrady, who's been very impressive here today, wide there from Pro Masters Liam McHugh. They're still scoreless here in the second half. As we were saying, Mark Sweeney just in off the bench, I mean, this is an impression. And right after that, Steve McBrady, who's lifted his performance in recent weeks, moving like his old self here again on 55 minutes, left at 114 to 3 points. Mark McHugh, again, another that's caught the eye here this afternoon. Brilliant stuff all throughout the 60 minutes. He made it 115 to 3 points. And Mark Sweeney, a second point for the substitute on 58 minutes when a free close to goals was handed to him by Patrick McBrady, who departed to be replaced. And Mark Sweeney made it 116 to 3 points and a 16-point lead through Ryan McHugh. And another Ryan McHugh effort has left at 117 to 3 points. We're into the dying embers here now, a minute and a half into the red. And it's been very comfortable for Kilkear. Very disappointing, I suppose, from a Four Masters perspective. They were always facing a difficult task here the day after that. Their 14-point drubbing at the hands of Rio. They were much better for long periods, but Kilkear, I suppose, going up through the gears that we always felt they had, have been comfortable runaway leaders since that their first quarter. Masters here desperately still flying forward, looking for a second half score. Conor McMonagall in here, searching for a goal, but it blazes high and wide. Val Murray here looking at his watch now. He's 3 minutes into the red, and he's finally put Four Masters out of their misery. Kilkear have won here very comfortably on a scoreline of 117 to 3 points.